six.
Create a local improvement district to construct street, sidewalk, stormwater, and water main improvements in the Southwest 45th Avenue and California Street Local Improvement District.
Good morning, Mr. Abbey.
1067 also.
Yes, want to take them both at the same time? Okay. 1067, please.
Amend ordinance to modify the conditions of approval and revise the legal description for the vacation of a portion of Southwest 46th Avenue and a portion of Southwest Florida Street, subject to certain conditions and reservations.
Commissioner Novick.
Colleagues, I'd like to acknowledge the tremendous work that PBOT staff has done in this project, and particularly to thank Andrew Abbey, Lance Lindahl, Kirk Kruger, Dave McElDowney, Bob Haley, and Dee Walker for their work. And I believe we have a couple of representatives of St. Luke Lutheran Church here with us today, and I'd like to thank them for their generosity and persistent willingness to work with the city. They're committed to building sidewalks, stormwater facilities, et cetera, up to standard, which is pretty darn expensive, as you all know. And the financial sacrifice that the congregation has made in order to make these improvements for the neighbors is just incredibly impressive and heartwarming. Everyone has really stepped up to the plate to make this LID the best it can be. And I'd also like to thank Tom Mills from TriMet for TriMet's support of the project. To refresh council's memory, we have a proposed LID in front of us that will facilitate sidewalk and stormwater improvements along Southwest 45th and Southwest Vermont, which is exclusively and graciously being paid for by St. Luke. Sidewalk infill was recently completed just east of this intersection along Southwest Vermont, and this LID will continue to improve the connectivity and safety of this well-used area of Southwest Portland. Southwest 45th and Vermont, by the way, is adjacent to the Southwest Community Center and Gabriel Park. St. Luke is proposing to dedicate a 15-foot-wide portion of the southern area of their property, to which would be part, we hope, ultimately, of a future pedestrian connection between Southwest 45th and Southwest 49th, although completing that will require participation by the neighboring property owner. And I was hoping to be able to say that this is very appropriate because St. Luke is the patron saint of pedestrians. Turns out, unfortunately, that's not true. But St. Luke is the patron saint of physicians, and physicians, of course, appreciate physical activities such as walking by their patients. So I think there is a connection. And I'll now turn this over to Andrew Abbey.
Thank you very much, Commissioner. Commissioner, you were happily away on vacation, I presume, while we brought this to council back on September 17th, and we didn't have the privilege of having Commissioner Salzman in attendance. So I thought I would just do a very brief recap. So this first map in the presentation that Carla's handing out shows you in pink the proposed pedestrian improvements along Southwest Vermont Street, Southwest 45th Avenue, and Southwest Florida Street. And in addition, there would be bike lanes on Southwest 45th Avenue, and there's also strong interest in expanding sanitary sewer on Southwest 45th Avenue and getting rid of some septic tanks for a property on Southwest 45th Avenue. Mayor Hales, I think I put you in the uncomfortable position of having to rely on your phone to kind of look at a map of this area, and
yeah,
I apologize for that.
That's bad.
Full disclosure, I have not bought the new suitcase-sized iPhone yet, so I thought what I would do is just maybe try to make this a little bit more clear on the map. And you can see that little blue line, which is the westerly extension of Southwest California Street. So that is the dedication that we could potentially have within weeks if council approved both of these ordinances today. You can see that what Google was calling something different, we've listed here as a private driveway. And anyway, I just kind of wanted to orient you to that map. So here's a recap of the proposed LID scope and funding. Commissioner Fish pointed out on September 17th, to his knowledge, this was the first LID that we'd had with 100% petition support on the west side of Portland. It's also the first LID that we, to my knowledge, that we've ever had in the Maplewood neighborhood, so pretty historic. I recapped the scope of improvements on 45th California and Vermont. One thing I did want to point out is the Maplewood Neighborhood Association expressed concern to me that bike lanes and sidewalks were not in PBOT transportation system plan for Southwest 45th Avenue. And I did want to point out that that was an error on PBOT's part. So as we're going through and amending the TSP. We will be restoring that as an official TSP project. So if council approves this LID today and this amended street vacation, then that would partially fund that TSP project. So this is just an overview map of Maplewood. One of the other things that we heard from Maplewood is a desperate need for east-west connections. They just don't have them. There's not very many opportunities to get them with the natural barriers like creeks, things of that nature. So the pink circle just points out where this pedestrian connection would go. The other thing I just wanted to show you, as you pointed out, Commissioner, PBOT's been doing a lot of work, not just recently, but over the past 20 years under your leadership and Mayor Hale's leadership to build sidewalks in Southwest Portland. We often focus on what we don't have, but we don't focus on what we've accomplished. And bit by bit, block by block, little by little over the years, we now have a full pedestrian connection from Hillsdale to 45th and Vermont. And as I mentioned on September 17th, Washington County is wrapping up sidewalks on Olson Road. So this project would be poised to help shrink the gap in the amount of missing sidewalk. We're obviously not going to get all the way there with this project, but it gets us ever closer to a goal of having a regional pedestrian connection. This is more than just a sidewalk to serve St. Luke. It could eventually be part of a really exciting regional connection, and Tom Mills is going to talk a little bit more about that in the context of bus service, because one of the things I heard from Maplewood is that they have the worst bus service in the city of Portland, bar none. So Tom will be talking about that.
I think the Arnold Creek neighborhood would dispute that.
That is true, Commissioner. Thank you for correcting me. So maybe it's a tie between Arnold Creek and Maplewood. So I think the 38 runs a little bit more than the number one line, but I'd have to check my bus schedule on that. So that's really the extent of my presentation. Lance was going to talk a little bit about the mechanical issues. And then I need to walk you through some amendments and proposed amendments and see if that meets with the pleasure of the council.
So this project has a number of different moving parts, and it's really key that we keep them synced up. The street vacation, from talking to senior staff and different development representatives here at the city, it's pretty clear that we need to have the street vacation wrapped up before they go through and complete the conditional use process, and Andrew's LID constructs the various improvements. And we listened to the feedback from the September 17th hearing, and we've made some changes to the language. We actually took out the language about holding off on the improvements until the through connection went all the way through to another public right-of-way. And we've also added language clearly stating that a waiver of remonstrance will be signed by St. Luke Church, and that document, along with the dedication for not just the 15-foot wide future connection, but also a cul-de-sac turnaround at Southwest 46 in Florida, or excuse me, Southwest 46 in California, those documents will be executed and recorded along with the street vacation ordinance, so that all those changes will happen at the same time.
You want to walk through the amendments then?
Yeah, so a couple of things. I would be remiss if I didn't thank Commissioner Fritz for meeting with us several weeks ago. That was extremely helpful to staff, and we took your input to heart in terms of proposing these amendments. Where we stand right now is we have a motion that was introduced to the amended street vacation on September 17th, but it was seconded, but it was never voted upon. Staff have come up with an alternate proposal. St. Luke has submitted a contingent remonstrance solely for the purpose of just making sure that the language that we finally work out today works for St. Luke. So what I would like to respectfully request of the council is two things. One would be to withdraw the motion from September 17th and then adopt both of the amendments that were posted online with respect to the amended street vacation and the LID formation ordinance. And then last but not least, I would like to add an emergency clause to the LID ordinance and have council vote to approve it today. And it would say the council declares that an emergency exists because a delay in passage could delay preparation of a deed for right-of-way purposes to acquire the new public right-of-way of Southwest California Street at a 15-foot width in an approximate 400-foot length west of Southwest 46th Avenue. Therefore, this ordinance shall be in full force in effect from and after passage by the council. And the reason for that is that we really want to get this dedication right away, no pun intended, and our survey crew is extremely busy right now, and they have a little bit of an opening. So if we can get this ordinance approved today, they can start working on the deed document, and my hope is we could have this California street right away dedicated to the city within a matter of weeks. So it's really just a staff timing issue with respect to that, if council is willing to entertain that.
Andrew, in terms of removing or vacating the motion, is that a motion made by the maker?
I think she could, she could withdraw the motion.
I'm trying to remember who was the maker.
It was
Mr. Fritz. So Fritz. she can withdraw that motion.
That's yeah, right. I hereby withdraw that motion.
Second.
Okay. So based on a question I had from Mr. Abbey this morning, I want to clarify one thing, which is you had wanted to potentially add an emergency clause to the LID.
Yes.
You had asked me whether you needed to on the street vacation, and I had not understood that there would be actually motions today to amend that, and if council decides to amend that ordinance as well, they're going to need to add an emergency clause to that today if you want them to vote on it. So I just,
okay.
I apologize because we had a conversation this morning and I didn't understand that. So.
And usually Lindley and I are completely synced up. It's a rare instance of us not quite connecting on that. Yeah, so if we could just add that emergency clause to both ordinances, vote on them. The one thing I did not point out is because St. Luke submitted a remonstrance and they have 100% of the LID, then under the city charter, council does not have the legal ability to form the LID unless they withdraw their remonstrance, which they are fully prepared to do. So
I'm assuming we're going to have testimony to the effect that they're withdrawing the remonstrance.
Yeah, Commissioner, it would actually be written testimony. I believe they have something submitted in writing, and then we should be easily good to go. So it's just, like I said, it's just keeping all these moving parts. So I think we have the motion withdrawn, and then we have the two proposed amendments with the same emergency clause added to both. If we could just take the testimony.
I move to add the emergency clause to both ordinances and, I would say, a shorter version, which because the public safety need of getting these sidewalks done as quickly as possible.
Thank you.
Second.
Yeah. Okay, any discussion on adding the motion, adding the emergency clause to both 1066 and 1067? I assume we can do that with a single vote. No one's telling us we can't.
Lindley, wouldn't we want separate votes on because they're two different ordinances?
If Andrew would like separate ones, then
right,
let's do it separately.
I'll take the sense of that as two motions, and we'll take the vote on adding the emergency clause to item 1066.
Okay. Novick?
Aye.
Fritz?
Aye.
Fish?
Aye.
Saltzman?
Aye.
Hales?
Aye. And 1067?
Novick?
Aye.
Fritz?
Aye.
Fish?
Aye.
Saltzman?
Aye.
Hales?
Aye. Okay, so we've added the emergency clause. We haven't yet adopted the amendments that you've put in front of us.
Correct.
So I think
move
we,
the amendments.
And second. There are
again, we could do that separately for each ordinance.
Amendments to 1066 first. So I actually don't see those in my packet. Could you explain again the amendments to 1066? I see the amendments to 1067 here.
I remember personally putting them in there and stapling them. Carla, are the amendments
page
there?
Page 6 of 7, it's the extra work agreement, I believe. Is that correct?
I actually have some copies there of the LID one, and I can just pass those out.
Okay. Thank you.
My understanding of this amendment is that the applicant and the Bureau has agreed to enter a voluntary extra work agreement to figure out how these things are going to
all right, and that's reflected in item sub 3 on
and page. Carla's passing out what I think is a redundant copy of that proposed amendment, but better safe than sorry.
Thank you.
Okay.
And then if you vote on that, then Lance has an amendment on the amended street vacation with respect to a waiver of remonstrance.
Okay, so we have a motion to adopt the amendments to item to ordinance 1066 as outlined in the October 14th memorandum. Further discussion? Roll call on that. Adding those amendments to 1066.
Aye.
Aye.
Sorry. Getting a little ahead of myself here. Aye.
Fish.
Aye.
Saltzman.
Aye.
Hales.
Aye.
Before we move on from that, though, I in the discussion that I had with staff a few weeks ago, there was a suggestion that the council direct PBOT that when there is a conditional use that the applicant deems appropriate, that we would direct PBOT to require the paving of the pedestrian path. So I'm very pleased with all the negotiations that have gone on, and certainly we don't want to burden the applicant when they're doing other important work with additional cost. However, for instance, when the entire back parking lot is repaved, it would seem like not all that much to add some pavement, some asphalt to make the connection to California. We tried to figure out a particular trigger, and that didn't seem feasible given that St. Luke's hasn't yet figured out what their conditional use application is. So the suggestion that we came up with was for the council to direct PBOT to make sure that we do get that at the appropriate time.
Okay. But that's not amending the ordinance itself.
No.
Lance can speak to this as well, but I think what we're really trying to do here, Mayor and Commissioners, we're just trying to state council's intent
right.
So that when they come in and apply and we're working with the hearings officer and staff are working on these requirements, that we have the added weight of council's intent that you really want to see that east-west connection. And I made a mistake, and I want to make this very clear on the record. What I just passed out to you was not what I intended to pass out. There's been a lot of paper on this.
What was it?
What I passed out was an amendment to terminate the LID if council wasn't prepared to make the amendment. So I just want to be clear, and I don't know, Lindley, if you want to speak to this, but what you just voted on is what was posted online Friday, which is simply adds the condition.
Right, so let's clarify that it was the addition of the extra work agreement.
Yes.
Item sub 3.
Yeah.
Under the document that I thought we were voting on, maybe this is a mistake too, it actually would grant you a 10% wage increase and 2 additional weeks of vacation. Perhaps that was an error. I've just considered that removed as well.
I don't know. I think
Commissioner, I think you missed the part that I was also going to get box seats at the Portland Pilots game for the rest of my life. So you just read those things too closely. So, Lindley, do we need to have something to? Are we good? Is the understanding clear that we voted?
I believe the record is clear based on Commissioner Frist's statement that it was the extra work agreement amendment that you were voting on.
Yeah. So that language is incorporated in the ordinance in front of us. So
yeah, my apologies for that. And then, did we vote on the waiver of remonstrance to be added to the street vacation amendment? And Lance, could you explain how that's going to work?
Andrew, just a moment before that.
Yeah.
Commissioner Fritz talked about directing PBOT to request that the paving of the dedicated portion when St. Luke's makes any improvements. I think that we were thinking that it would be that we would ask for an improvement of the dedicated portion, but might not necessarily be paving. It could be some other form of improvement.
Correct.
Well, that's part of my concern, is that it needs to be accessible, so it can't be bark dust. It has to be something that strollers and wheelchairs and others can make that connection for the St. Luke's parishioners to get from the parking lot over to the tennis courts is important.
And I think we would be employing our normal standards in terms of whether that was a trail or a sidewalk. So I think that would certainly be where PBOT staff would come in and employ their expertise.
That was the discussion we had, Commissioner, was that we wouldn't specify whether it's trail or sidewalk or what. But I want to make very clear that it has to be hard so that it's accessible.
Yeah, and I think what we've tried to do, Commissioner, is build in a certain amount of flexibility. I mean, most importantly, we wanted to give a very clear green light to St. Luke and to all the staff who are reviewing this, because we just felt that the worst possible outcome would be for council to approve this and not have the very precise clarification, so that when staff are asking to check the boxes by everything that we're, you know, there's ambiguity about whether the conditions have been met. I'm sorry to be stealing Lance's thunder, but, you know, that was the main thing we wanted to do, but we also wanted to build in some flexibility in terms of once we get the survey and we see what the grades are, that we're not locked into doing something that the ADA doesn't allow us to do, that there's other ways to kind of skin the cat.
That's a very good summary of my intent, and I hope it's the intent.
Okay. Thank you very much, Commissioner. And again, I really want to thank you, Commissioner, for all your engagement with staff. It's been extremely helpful. So.
And I just want to add, too, that the amendment language to the street vacation ordinance does refer to sidewalk or trail improvements. So we left that a little bit of flexibility there. And having gone out and done an additional site visit recently, this is a challenging site in terms of the topography, and the westernmost part of the dedication area is actually serving as their stormwater treatment area currently. So we could be triggering quite a few sewer pipe and stormwater issues by throwing down gravel or asphalt at this point. So we wanted to get the dedication to happen first and those improvements to happen as a part of larger reconfiguration work of the parking lot and future construction of buildings.
I hope that's clear as mud or clear as day. Did we not yet adopt 1067?
We have to adopt the amendments to 1067.
And what are those amendments?
Described in number 2 on the memorandum, right?
That's correct.
So in the October 9th memorandum from Mr. Lindahl, there's item number 2 with amended language in it about the dedication of the right-of-way strip.
And there's no additional changes to that. It's still the same.
And then the other thing I might just point out is that the amendments that council approved with respect to the LID ordinance, we very specifically took those out of the street vacation ordinance so that the conditions of the street vacation ordinance could be met like within a matter of weeks. It's a little bit of an unconventional way to do it, but it was a way to express council's intent without delaying the recording of the street vacation and also getting the dedication of the Southwest California street right-of-way that the Maplewood Neighborhood Association so very much wants.
So do we need to move the amendment to
1067?
Yes. Move the amendment.
Second.
Any further discussion? Then roll call on approving that amendment.
Novick?
Aye.
Fritz?
Aye.
Fish?
Aye.
Saltzman?
Aye.
Hales?
Aye. Okay. So I think we're ready to take any public testimony on the both ordinances as amended. I know we've got written testimony from St. Luke's, so if that's in the record, that's probably enough. But if you also want to come on up, that'd be helpful.
If we've got it right, you could lead us in an amen.
What's that word again?
Good morning.
Morning, David Knapp, KNAPP. On behalf of St. Luke, I want to express our condolences to Commissioner Fritz and also our congratulations to Commissioner Novak. I want to say two things today, and that is, number one, thank you for putting up with us, for working with us. We've been here 3 or 4 times, and I know we've taken up your time, and I appreciate you working with us as partners in this endeavor. And then secondly, our hope is that we can bring this to conclusion today and get out of your hair and put this to bed so we can get about doing what we do best and I think what you do best as well. But please hear our word of thanks on behalf of the 1,300 members at St. Luke for working with us.
Thank you.
Yes. My name is Chris Hagerman. I'm with the Brooklyn Group. We're the land use consultants representing St. Luke's. We were brought on about a year ago to help them with this process. They were before you in 2012, as Pastor mentioned. And it's been a rather long process, and we're really happy to see it come to completion. Now we can just move into the straightforward land use arena. And we really wanted to particularly thank PBOT staff, in particular Bob Haley, Andrew Abe, and Lance Lindahl. They've been great partners in helping guide us through the complex interactions between a number of different city codes and a number of different policies. So at this time, we're prepared to submit our written removal of the remonstrance to the LID. Thank you.
Great. Thank you.
Thank you. And I'd just like to underscore, I think that St. Luke is contributing over $500,000 to making these improvements, and that's just an extraordinary act of generosity on the part of your parishioners.
Thank you.
Thank you both. Anyone else want to speak on this item?
Yes, I have a Jan Behrens, Chris Hagerman, and Tom Mills.
Or anyone else? Come on up.
Okay. Am I next?
Yes.
Yes, come on up. Good morning.
Hi. So I'm not an official person, but I'm a neighbor. I own the property that's going to be the most affected by the sidewalk building.
Okay.
It's the corner of 45th and California. It's the old Cadno residence, the founders of Alpen Rose Dairy. And I want to thank you, first of all, because I think that this improvement is going to relieve a nightmare of parking, with parking removed on the west side of 45th. It has been so dangerous since the community center was built. with cars blocking the sight lines from California, that putting the sidewalks and the bike paths there is a godsend. So thank you for that. I just have a few concerns that I want to get in the record. I've been talking with Andrew through this whole process, and he's been very reassuring to me. I'm single, I live alone, and having this huge extent of sidewalk along my property has brought up a few things for me. I just want to get these things in the record so that they are public and not just our private emails. First of all, he says that the contractor is under a 2-year warranty for any sidewalk repairs. I was very concerned about this because I lost my job in July of 2013, so I have no money for sidewalk repairs should they need it. He said that in response, he would have a PBOT inspector inspect the new sidewalks before the 2-year warranty period was up and have any repairs made by the contractor. So I'd just like to get that in the record. My second question regards the 2-foot rule. The city code says the sidewalks start 2 feet from the property line unless a different distance is specified. But these sidewalks are going to start right at my property line. And I'm just wondering, it is a residential area. My concern is that the house was built in 1922, so my garage, like many early 1900s garages, is right up on the property line there at California. So the sidewalks are going to come right up to my garage. I think there's about 8 inches because of the roof overhang. So I'm just wondering what the reasoning is behind saying, well, we're not going to pay attention to that 2-foot rule. We're going to start the sidewalks at the property line. And Andrew just said that the city engineer gets to make that decision. So curbs and driveways. My garage fronts on 45th. It has a gravel driveway that's in the public right of way. Andrew said that it would make more sense to just have the sidewalks go right across the front of that garage because I can't park in the garage anyway. It's so small. It's a little tiny garage with a door that opens out onto the street. And that's fine with me, but I do need to get equipment out of there. So he said the contractor would put in a reinforced curb. So I just want to get that in the record that would be done. Tree removal. I've got horrible, terrible poplars down along 45th, down the lower part of my property, and their roots are horribly invasive. There's going to be a retaining wall there as well as the sidewalks, and I'm very afraid about those roots, besides the fact that the trees will be destabilized when the construction occurs. So Andrew said that he would have, I think it's the city forester, inspect the trees as long as I sign some kind of a permission to have that person come on my property and that those trees could be removed. I really want those trees out of there before any kind of cement construction is put in because they're horrible. Their roots go across my property. They just never stop. Street trees. We've gone back and forth on this. He said I would have some input into what was put in the planters. I'm a gardener, so I do have a lot of ideas. I would prefer that no street trees be planted just because the sidewalks are going to be on the south and will block the south light, or they're on the north side and they'll block the south light if we put trees in there, and they'll block the east light if we put trees on 45th. So I would prefer that this be filled with bark, dust, and ground cover. Again, Andrew's emails indicate that I would have some flexibility there in talking with the Bureau of Environmental Services, and I just want that in the record. And I was also told that I would be able to discuss options for the retaining wall that's going to have to go along 45th because my property is a slope and it's higher than the grade of the street. I just want to thank Andrew for being upfront and dealing with all my concerns. I have a copy of this with all his emails if you want it. Okay.
Thanks for getting those things in the record. We might need to get clarification from Andrew on a couple of those points, but I think we may have to disappoint you on one point, and that is if it is indeed a design that's the sidewalks right up to the curb and we're including street tree wells, they're going to be trees there, not just ground cover. So the question about what species is something that you could take up with staff, but I don't think that the option exists of having a tree well without a tree in it.
Species can be
the
language that's been used has sort of gone back and forth between planter strip, stormwater strip, and tree well. So I'm not sure that that's actually cast in concrete right
okay.
now.
Okay. Well, we'll get an answer on that while you're here. Good. Thank you. Welcome.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor, Commissioners. Thank you for having me this morning. My name is Tom Mills. I'm a senior planner with TriMet, and I'm here today to testify on behalf of TriMet in support of the Southwest 45th California Street LID, resulting in new sidewalk and bicycle improvements for Southwest 45th Avenue, Vermont Street, and California Street. Over the past year, TriMet has been engaged with the community in Southwest Portland to develop a long-term plan for improved transit service, known as the Southwest Service Enhancement Plan. During our outreach, whenever we spoke with members of the Maplewood Neighborhood Association, or members just living in the area, increased service on on Line 1 Vermont was raised as a top priority. Today, Line 1 Vermont only runs during the weekday commute hours, but people living in the community want more service, and people who live outside the community want service to the Southwest Community Center, especially teens and seniors. As a result, TriMet's draft vision for the Southwest Service Enhancement Plan proposes that more service be added to Line 1 Vermont to cover the entire weekday and including weekends. The sidewalk improvements proposed via the LID would help local residents and visitors to the community center access the improved Line 1 Vermont. Additionally, the sidewalk would help individuals with disabilities and those, particularly those in mobility devices, to access the bus using our bus ramps. As you may or may not know, when there is not a sidewalk, it is sometimes difficult for people in mobility devices to access the bus because the ramp is deployed at too steep a grade. Additionally, by having more bus service, people with disabilities have the option of using the fixed route service, Line 1, instead of the Lyft service, which today costs approximately $32 per trip, compared to about $2.50 per trip for the average fixed route bus ride. And of course, fixed route bus services provide more autonomy for people with disabilities. In general, transit works in partnership with the city's pedestrian infrastructure to create mobility throughout the community. To put it plainly, all TriMet customers are first and foremost pedestrians. Sidewalk gaps and unsafe crossings are barriers to transit ridership. And when transit ridership decreases, it makes it more difficult for us to increase service. And therefore, the LID is one small example of the ongoing partnership between the City of Portland and TriMet to increase mobility via pedestrian, bicycle, and transit improvements. And therefore, that is why TriMet supports the Southwest 45th Avenue, California Street LID. Thank you.
Great. Thank you very much.
Mr. Mayor, I just want to say, Mr. Mills, I really appreciate your explaining how this is an example of the relationship between TriMet and the city, and in this case, St. Luke that's willing to step up to the LID, because there are many examples where if we have pedestrian improvements, it makes more sense for you to provide frequent service. But another example, of course, is we've had this conversation with TriMet about frequent service on 122nd, and TriMet has said if you could make certain access improvements, it makes sense for us to do that. So this is a very close collaborative relationship, and I appreciate your highlighting not just this example, but how this is an example of a common occurrence.
Absolutely. Thank you.
Thank you for taking the time to come today, and especially for the good news about the enhanced service.
Yes.
We had heard a lot about the cuts, and so it's really great to know that the service is being added back. Thank you.
Thank you.
As a former frequent rider on the number one, I appreciate that you've gotten this finally happening. Thank you.
You're welcome.
All right. So, Andrew, we want to clarify the street tree issue. Anything else that we need to sum up?
The two-foot rule, if you would.
The two-foot rule.
Thank you, Mayor. Andrew Abbey, LID Administrator. First off, I need to apologize about the two-foot rule. Yes, Dan did flag that for me, and I do need to follow up with the city engineer on that. I would just tell you that we have many, many historical examples of building sidewalks up to the right-of-way line. And one thing I would just point out is Directive D of the ordinance says the city engineer shall prepare plans and specifications for the improvement. What little I know about this two-foot rule, the city engineer still has the authority to determine the scope of the improvement. So either way, I think all of this is superseded by the city engineer, and the city engineer, for example, can determine, for example, that trees need to be in the tree wells or where the sidewalk lines up with the right-of-way line. I would point out very quickly that findings number 8, 9, and 10, which individually discuss the scope of the various improvements on Vermont 45th in California, all have a reference to street trees. So it would be council's prerogative, should it chose to remove the reference to street trees on any or all of those streets. I'm not sure that's consistent with urban forestry policy of building street trees as part of the public improvement, but I do want to make it clear on the record that council would have the prerogative to change that if they so chose.
Okay. Andrew, there was a person who testified raised a concern about something that falls within, I guess, BES's purview. So that's in the record, obviously, at such time as BES is involved in this project, they will, in the ordinary course, solicit, you know, the views of key stakeholders, but it's in the record, so we can refer to it, and I can't make any commitments, but it's a concern that has obviously been expressed.
Yeah, Commissioner, and I really wanted to thank Jan for her being so proactive in ironing these issues out. I actually made some changes to the ordinance based on her input, and it was just so helpful that she came to me early. I mean, my most difficult position as a project manager is when people come out to me the day that the bulldozers show up and they want to change something. So we were able to work a lot of that out, and certainly what Jan has given us is a very good agenda for our first design review meeting when we look at all the issues that we need to handle during design. So I really want to applaud Jan for engaging with us. So.
Thank you. Any other questions for Andrew before we vote? All right. Thank you very much. Let's take a roll call on 1066, please.
Novick?
Again, I want to thank PBOT staff and St. Luke and their parishioners and Commissioner Fritz in particular for her engagement on this issue. This is a wonderful project, and it'd be great to see it improve the quality of our neighborhood. Aye.
Fritz.
I remember when the Capitol Highway sidewalks were put in, and there was a lot of work with adjacent property owners to make sure that it worked with their needs as well. So I'm very confident that as the city engineer and city forester work on this project with St. Luke's and the neighbors, that it will be built and will be wonderful. I wish it had been there when my kids were still going to the Southwest Community Center. They do now, but then they don't. We're not walking with me pushing them in the pram anymore. So thank you very much for all of your good work on this, staff as well. Aye.
Fish?
There are two ways we do, among two ways we do decision-making in this body. One is through compromise, and compromise often leaves everybody a little put off. Another one is through collaboration and working to get to a result that everyone can embrace. And it feels to me from the testimony that we've reached that point, and that means a lot of hard work on all the sides. So to PBOT, the community, and our friends at St. Luke Church, as John F. Kennedy probably would say on an occasion like this, today we are all Lutherans, and we thank you, and while you don't toot your horn, you know, one of the city's core priorities is addressing hunger, and it's something that you do on an extraordinarily high level through your work and through your church, and so you have our debt of gratitude for that as well. Aye.
Saltzman.
Well, thanks to everybody for working out some thorny problems. Aye.
Hales.
Great result. Pastor Knapp, you thanked us for our patience. Back at you, sir. Thank you for your patience and your congregation's work patiently with our staff to get to a good result. To me, this particular outcome gives whole new meaning to the somewhat overused phrase faith-based initiative. You've got faith in each other as members of your congregation, and you had faith in the city's ability to get to a good result. So thank you. Aye. And 1067.
Novick.
Aye.
Fritz.
Congratulations. Aye.
Fish.
Aye.
Saltzman.
Aye.
Hales.
Aye. Done. Thank you. Okay.